Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, to What is His Message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the Church celebrates the memorial feast of St. Vincent de Paul. Our first reading will be taken from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 1 to 8. Our psalm for today is Psalm 102. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 46 to 50. The psalmist says today, the Lord will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. In other words, the Lord will not ignore us when we call upon Him. Why? Because He loves us, and He does not intend to abandon His own. Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord intends to rescue us today from all forms of enslavement and grant us a fresh start. After years of enslavement, years in exile, through the prophet Zechariah into this first reading, the Lord promised His people. He promised to come back to Zion, to save His people, to bring them back to their homes in Jerusalem. He says, I will be their God in faithfulness and integrity. Yes, my brother, my sister, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says through St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God are yes in Christ Jesus, and so through Him our Amen is spoken to the glory of God. Therefore, let us place our worries and heartaches before the Lord today, because your prayers, my prayers of mercy, prayers of success, prayers of healing, prayers of protection, protection from the wicked ones, protection from those who desire to kidnap us, those who desire to bring us down, our prayers will not be despised today, because our God is a God of faithfulness and integrity. Matthew's Gospel chapter 10 verse 45 says, the Son of Man came to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. Hence, the prophet Zechariah in today's first reading says, the Lord looked down from heaven to earth to free those condemned to die. Thus, if you have been condemned by the world, rejected by your family, rejected by people around you, if you are considered a persona non grata, my brother, my sister, the Lord has reviewed your case, has reviewed my case, and today He welcomes you back into the sheepfold. He considers you today a persona grata in His vineyard. Allow the Lord to transform your life and help you to become a greater person. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus instructed His disciples to welcome and care for the neglected, those considered persona non grata, to care for the sick, the poor, the needy, to help those who cannot help themselves. Like the disciples, St. Vincent de Paul heeded the Lord's injunctions. He ministered to the poor, the enslaved, and the oppressed, and he established religious congregations to continue that work, the ministry to the poor. And so, my brother, my sister, the Lord calls us today to help those in need. He calls us to pray for them and to pray for ourselves, because He does not despise our prayer. Therefore, let us call on Him today and ask Him to grant us His blessings. May the Lord grant us His goodness and protection today. Grant us His goodness and protection this week. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.